I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. A Ukrainian cargo ship remains under the control of pirates off the coast of Somalia. The hijacking has caused particular concern because the ship is carrying 33 tanks, and there's no telling where they'll end up. The standoff has called attention to a disturbing trend. Pirates have attacked dozens of vessels this year in the shipping lanes off Somalia. Some countries are now stepping up the fight against the pirates. One is Canada. David McGuffin prepared this report from a Canadian ship in troubled waters.
Okay, let's come port to parallel the coast, please.
Commander Chris Dickinson shouts orders to his crew on the bridge of HMCS Ville de Quebec as he scans Mogadishu Harbor with high-powered binoculars. His ship has been patrolling pirate-infested waters off of what is arguably the world's most dangerous city and seacoast. Commander Dickinson explains what he's on watch for.
The threat of terrorism. There are many groups and several groups ashore that are trying to stop the aid coming in from the World Food Program. And also they do not like seeing Western warships in the area.
His ship, a Canadian Navy frigate, has been escorting cargo vessels from the UN's World Food Program into Somalia since August. This mission was recently extended until the end of October.
Since we arrived here, about 10 ships have been taken. Now, some of those are being released every week. There's sort of negotiations underway. There was a vessel that was taken last night about 350 miles east of here. And there was also another vessel within the last 24 hours taken up in the Gulf of Aden. So the attacks are continuing on a pretty regular basis.
About six different groups of pirates work Somali waters. They are sophisticated, equipped with satellite communications, armed with automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades. Experts say they are controlled by Somali warlords, some of them members of the country's own weak transitional government. Instead of fighting piracy, they're spreading it. More than 30 ships have been taken so far this year, an estimated $30 million in ransoms paid. But they've been staying away from UN food aid shipments, according to the World Food Program's Peter Smurden, because of the military escorts.
90% of WFP food goes into Somalia by sea. Without the Canadians, we risk a real danger that shippers will simply refuse to go there without escorts.
On board the UN cargo ship MV Galena, a dozen Canadian sailors stand at the ready, dressed in battle armor, armed with semi-automatic weapons. Their frigate, the Ville de Quebec, sails some 300 yards away. If all else fails, these men are the last line of defense for the ship, crew, and 5,000 tons of food aid on board. Able seaman William Tate says he's learned to respect what the pirates are capable of.
They usually drive in small skiffs, usually 16 people, and they're carrying AK-47s, machine guns, and they usually don't attack the cargo ship. They'll fire in the direction to scare the... They get on board and then they take over. From what we've been hearing, it's very quick. When they get the report from the master that they're being under attack, within 20 minutes the pirates have the ship taken over.
The recent hijacking of the Ukrainian cargo ship with a load of Russian battle tanks on board has highlighted the crisis here. The European Union is now talking about sending naval ships like Ville de Quebec here to tackle the problem. But Somalia's coast is the longest in Africa, difficult to patrol, and maintaining a fleet of billion-dollar warships in the region is expensive. Commander Chris Dickinson agrees with many experts that the only long-term solution is to help Somalia find peace and a functioning government.
As we come down the coast here, we can see on our radar systems vessels that are being held by pirates off the coast. If you turn that into the coast of BC or Nova Scotia, you simply wouldn't have that. You know, special forces would take action with the government. The government here, the transitional government, is not in a position to deal with the piracy off the coast, and therefore it's been able to grow.
With attacks now taking place further offshore into international waters, Somali piracy could soon be a problem, not just off the Horn of Africa, but also in the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf, and even out into the shipping routes of the Indian Ocean. For The World, I'm David McGuffin on board HMCS Ville de Quebec off the coast of Somalia.